This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States and South Korea are jointly warning North Korea that use of any kind of nuclear weapon against Seoul or other regional allies will result in the end of Kim Jong-un's regime. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has the story.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met with his South Korean counterpart at the Pentagon after North Korea launched more than two dozen missiles in response to U.S.-South Korean military exercises. The purpose of those exercises, says Austin,
to strengthen our combined readiness and our ability to fight tonight if necessary.
Through a translator, South Korean Defense Minister Lee Jong-sup says the U.S. and South Korea are united and resolute in their stance toward North Korea.
Any nuclear attack by the DPRK, including the use of tactical nuclear weapons, is unacceptable and result in the end of Kim Jong-un regime by the overwhelming and decisive response of the alliance.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The International Atomic Energy Agency says the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in southern Ukraine lost all access to external electricity following overnight shelling and is currently receiving backup power from its emergency diesel generators. Nuclear operator Enerhoatom blamed Russia for shelling the area that damaged power lines and electrical substations. Russia put the blame on Ukraine. And Turkey's foreign minister said Thursday that Sweden and Finland have not yet fulfilled all obligations under a deal clearing their bids to join NATO, and they must take concrete steps to do so. The Turkish foreign minister made the statement while standing alongside NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg on Thursday. This is VOA News. Senegal's main opposition leader appeared at a Dakar court over rape accusations for the first time Thursday, with a lawyer calling the case a state conspiracy that should be dropped. The suspect was accused last year of raping an employee of a beauty salon where he was getting a massage. His arrest and indictment in March 2021 led to several days of deadly riots in Senegal. World leaders are reacting with cautious optimism after the announcement of a peace deal and a ceasefire between warring parties in northern Ethiopia's Tigray region. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price said it represents an important step toward peace. He said the U.S. is committed to supporting the peace process. Israeli forces have killed at least four Palestinians as Israel counts final votes in its national elections. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has the story.
A Palestinian who stabbed a police officer in Jerusalem's Old City was shot at and killed, according to police. The police officer was lightly wounded. In the West Bank, mourners poured into the streets for the funeral of a Palestinian man who police say threw a firebomb at them during a raid. The violence comes amid a backdrop in which former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is expected to regain power backed by far-right allies. The coalition government is expected to include the extremist lawmaker Itamar Ben-Gvir, who said Israel would soon take a tougher approach to attackers. Israeli political analyst Yohanan Plesner:
the Israeli people wanted change, and they wanted the government to pay more attention, serious attention, to questions of personal safety and security.
I'm Karen Chamas.
The United States top public health agency has revised its guidelines for U.S. doctors prescribing oxycodone and other opioid painkillers. In an online briefing, Dr. Christopher Jones, acting director of the CDC's National Center for Injury Prevention and Control, says the new guidelines on pain medication also work to prevent disparities in how people of different races and ethnicities have previously been viewed by the medical community.
In my work as a pharmacist, and in my own personal life, I've seen the profound impacts pain can have on someone's life. And I've also seen how that life can be transformed when a patient is able to access safe and effective care.
Among the changes, the CDC will no longer suggest trying to limit opioid treatment for acute pain to 3 days. Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan was wounded in an apparent assassination attempt Thursday while he was leading his ongoing anti-government march on Islamabad. Khan is in stable condition at a hospital in Lahore. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.